In Georgia and South Carolina, in Arizona and New Mexico, they don't have mud season. And so they can't appreciate the giddiness, the intoxication we feel from the release of the ancient smells, the earth waking up and doing its old magic tricks. In the Lowcountry, we understand that solid, the solid in solid ground, is just a manner of speaking. It's an idea you can stand on, maybe, but you can't really dig into, because the water is never far from the surface, and earth and water are always mixed, like lovers that can't tell where one ends and the other begins. I don't know why we only have one word for mud. There should be dozens. Spell one of them with three D's at the end, the mud that's hard to get out of. And flower mud, you know, that fragrant kind full of decaying critters? And muddles that cling to your boot and drop off in the hallway. And mudscape, the mud that's carved out by tire tracks, then frozen into hard ruts overnight. The dog doesn't need words to distinguish the 100 muds and the 1,000 smells they release. She's jazzed about spring. Her nose is in the air under the clumps of snow. She likes it that her territory has gotten so much bigger. She can walk across the top of the snow in a lot of places and is rewarded by patches of bare ground to roll around on. And the critters, the deer on the move, the skunks and foxes, she's finding grouse and rabbits and those disrespectful chipmunks, all of them as giddy as she is, everybody eager to get on with it, building nests and making babies, searching out the first green shoots, hungry and curious and unable to hold back. We all feel it, the sap rising and our hopes too. Even the sun seems proud of itself, no longer clinging to the southern horizon, climbing higher and shining brighter, drying out the mud and waking the trees, burning in the sky as we rub our eyes and turn our faces up toward it, our noses in the air, all roving eye and ready blood. Let's do it. It's springtime.